we're set. Revelation chapter 16. Nowadays, the phone does everything. Okay, so we looked at Jesus last week, that he comes as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Now, I left some of my notes on my other phone. I thought that I had these, but they're not. And so I want to deal with that a little bit. And so I'm going to kind of do it a little bit from memory, because I really feel that this is an important thing to consider. And so I want to ask you about this thing. It says, blessed are those that watches. What did we discuss? We discussed that last week. What did we decide was talking about? We're in 16 or 15.
Those who are
vigilant.
Okay.
And constantly aware.
Vigilant and constantly aware about what?
The Bible and their life.
Okay, the Bible and their life. And so now let's... Okay, all right. And so a lot of times when people bring it up a little bit different, it makes it a challenge, but that's a good thing. No, don't be sorry. I think it's good. Go ahead.
Part of the problem that the early church is experiencing is the same problem that we're experiencing, is that... we sit here in the year 2017 and say, well, it hasn't come yet. Mm-hmm. And so our idea that he's coming back, and, you know, we joke about it. You know, we want him to come back, but just not today. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard that said several times.
We all want to go to heaven, just not now.
Yeah.
If we knew how wonderful it was, we would not mind, you know, if our life was right. So.
But do we really believe he's coming back? Because, you know... it hasn't happened for 2017, so... But even in the early church, when Jesus said he's coming back, they thought tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They thought next week.
Yep.
And many of them died, and I think in the beginning of Revelation, you know... maybe not Revelation, but... you know, the comments made a year to God is 1,000 years to us, and we are to remain vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
We are to remain in the faith because we do not know
mm-hmm.
when he's coming back.
Right. We don't know. So we've got to make sure that we maintain our works. Okay. And so when we're watching, we have an eye to vial 7. There's a judgment day coming. Okay? Now, we can die before the judgment day, but there's still a judgment day coming. Okay? It doesn't matter if it comes today. It doesn't matter if it comes 1,000 years from today. There's going to be a judgment day. And so we've got to watch. Okay? We've got to, as it's talking about in this passage, we've got to keep our garments so that we don't walk naked. Okay? So I want to look at the garments. What could the garments be relating to, you think?
Keeping your life pure.
Keeping your life pure. Okay. Your Christianity. Okay? All right? Remember the wedding feast, the parable of the wedding feast? Okay? The king came in and to look at the wedding feast. And he found, looked out over the wedding feast, and he saw one that didn't have wedding garments on. Right? And so, as we relate this, well, let's go to Revelation 3. Chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, and we want to look at verse 4. So somebody read verse 4.
Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis.
Yep, that's right. Revelation 3 and verse 4.
They shall not defile their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Okay. Hey, guys. You have a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. So, we talked about this a little bit a while ago. What is the church? Okay, but it's referred to as something else. Let's go to Revelation. Chapter 22 and verse 17. I related to this a little while ago. Somebody read verse 17.
And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
Okay. All right. So the Spirit and the Bride say, come. All right. And so, let me back up just a little bit. I left my notes, so I'm kind of at a loss. Now flip back one page to chapter 21 and verse 9. And to read we want to look at 2 and 9. So back one page, chapter 21. Somebody read verse 2 first. So we want to identify this bride.
Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Okay, so we're not going to go into all the study that we need on this today, but we will in time, because we will get to that passage. The holy city, the New Jerusalem, it's not the old Jerusalem, it's the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the Lord's church, okay? And so the New Jerusalem is referred to as what?
Bride.
The bride. Okay? And so the church then is the bride. Okay? So who's the husband?
God.
More specifically?
Jesus.
Jesus. Okay. All right. So now drop to verse 9 and read that one.
And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
Okay, who's the Lamb?
Jesus.
Okay, and so what's the bride?
The church.
The church, and it's Jesus' bride. Okay, so Jesus is the one that adds the saved to the church. Remember that passage in Acts 2 and verse 47? Okay, so when people are saved, Jesus adds them. All right? When those that came into the wedding feast, they were presented with what? Okay, in the parable. Let me back up. And we're going to assume that they were presented with this because there was somebody that didn't have it.
Garments.
Wedding garments. Okay? And so... so as we relate this, the garments really are salvation. redemption. Okay? They are given to those that are bought with the blood of Jesus, those that are saved. All right? Now, so I'm putting all of this stuff together, and I know that for the course of this part of the study, I'm not going to go into all the background study. Because we're going to look at the lesson today on and there's a lot of background study, and so we don't really have time to do that, but we will do that in time, and so I don't expect you to swallow everything until we look at the background. But we're just doing an overview here. So when an individual is saved by Christ, Jesus adds them to the church, which is his bride. The parable that talks about the king coming into the wedding feast for his son and sees somebody that doesn't have a garment, that assumes that they've been given a garment when they were invited to that feast or when they were admitted to that feast. And so now, let's fast forward a little bit, and we're going to try to put some things together. Revelation is the book of what? Signs. Do we mean then that are they literal? Be taken literal? No, it's fine. No, so they're not to be taken literal. So we've got to find something in the New Testament that makes sense as we look at that sign. Does that make sense? Okay. So now let's back up to chapter 3 and verse 4 again. We read it a few minutes ago, and then I made this sidetrack. To bring us all up to speed on how could this relate, okay? So somebody read chapter 3 and verse 4 of Revelation.
Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great.
No, Revelation 3.
Oh, I flipped too many pages.
That's easy to do. At least you make us feel good when, because we do it too, Mary.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to do something there. Okay, that was Revelation.
Yeah, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 4.
Okay. Thou hast, right?
Thou hast
a few names, even in
Sardis,
which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in the white, and they are worthy.
Okay. So, now Sardis is the church at Sardis. Okay? And so, as we've studied all that, we recognize who he's talking to. And so, they have, in the church at Sardis, people that haven't defiled their garments, their wedding garments. Okay? So, is it possible to defile our wedding garments? Mm-hmm. Now look at that verse. What color are the garments? What would defile the garments? These are spiritual garments. Sin. How easy is it to get white garments? Jared explained this last week. Okay? How easy is it to mess up white garments? I don't wear white. Okay? Because I'm not a clean person, okay? I'm always laying down on the ground to work on something.
Put white on.
I know, but believe me, it'll go off pretty quick. And so, it will be gone in a hurry. But sin is that which defiles the garments. And so, when you notice and put your mind back to that parable where Jesus, the marriage of the king's son, he comes in and he sees this room filled with people with wedding garments. So what color are they?
White.
Do you think it would be easy in a room of just white garments to pick out one that has been defiled?
Yes.
You better believe it. I mean, and it's just, that's where, now God sees the spiritual. You and I, we see the physical side. Okay? And so God comes in and he's looking at us through the blood of Christ. If we defile our garments, that's what he sees. Now, as a Christian, I can receive forgiveness, and the blood of Christ continually cleanses me from sin. But the problem is, if I choose to continue to do wrong, there's no cleansing. You see, I've got to continue to walk the way that God says. All right? And that's a lot of what Revelation is about. It's not about being close to religious. It's about being right with God. 666. Man, that's close, 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 but it's not there. Okay? And so that's one thing that we've got to see in this. And there is so much deception that says that as long as we serve God in a way that we feel good about, we're good. Well, we're good until we wake up on the day of judgment and we find out that we messed up. Okay? So we've got to keep that in mind. We must not defile our garments. Now, when you go back to Revelation chapter 16 and verse 15, the individual that does not keep his garments walks how?
Naked.
You know, and I think that this, you know, is just looking at from God's perspective. You know, you walk into a room, one person's naked. Do they stand out in the crowd? Okay. And so God looks at the spiritual. Guys, keep your garments. And the only way that you're going to know whether or not you're keeping your garments is by looking at the New Testament to see if that's what it says. We can make believe on all kinds of things that we feel are right. But if the New Testament doesn't agree with it, we're naked. And on the judgment day, it will be well known. And until, if everybody knew what one soul discovered on the other side, everybody would be faithful to God. They would be doing it His way. They would no longer seek their own desire and their own emotions and their own feelings. They would forget their feelings and they would seek obedience. That's the key. You and I are not going to ever see what's on the other side until we're dead. And then we're not going to come back and tell anybody. Okay? Then we'll really see. And we will know. And so we've got the Bible to give us direction. And so let's just give in. Don't walk naked. That's it. All right. Thanks for your attention, guys.